This time it's different. When drills began last month, the Argonauts were going through a spring session after a regular season, their inaugural, in 2016.
I think it's gone well, and we've put ourselves in a position, you know, where I feel like every day we're learning something, every day we're getting better.
Argonauts head coach Pete Shinnick.
Well, what you bring is, you know, a mentality that, you know, you can play with the people in our conference, you know, you can be in games, but with that, there's also a ton of hard work that went into that, and you can't let up.
And that's pretty much the gist of what Shinnick has been telling his players throughout the spring session. He also says this time of year, when the team practices one day and then gets a day off, that will not be part of the schedule in the fall.
And that's where guys have just got to get their minds right, get their mentality right, make sure that every day they're showing up, feeling good about what they're doing, how they're doing it, and what's happening. There can't be a day where you're off. There can't be a day where you're not getting everything done, and there can't be a day where we're less than 100%.
Besides the regular drills, the Argos have held 5 live scrimmages, full speed and pads, at Penn Air Field. Last Saturday's was extended from 60 plays to 90 with an officiating crew to help with the realism.
Coming into this, you really have no idea prior where guys are at, what they're doing. So now we start working on guys, we start getting things done, we start doing what we need to do, that type of thing. And so it gives us a very good base coming off the season, and now we're just trying to get guys in better positions to perform at a higher level.
Spring football is also the time of year to fill holes in the lineup. One major vacancy is at quarterback, with last year's starter Caleb Nobles having graduated.
We've got 3 new guys competing for that position. One of them played last year in Gray Jackson, Mike Beaudry and Kalu Onuma. Both those guys we redshirted last year.
Another graduating senior is wide receiver Anas Hasek, who caught 46 passes for 719 yards last season. Many believe he could get a look in an NFL training camp this summer.
We'd love to see him get drafted. I mean, realistically, probably he'll end up in a camp somewhere as a free agent, which would be exciting.
After Saturday's game, on-field activity, for the most part, is shut down until fall camp in August. But head coach Pete Shinnick says calling it the off-season is something of a misnomer.
They're going to work extensively for 4 months leading up to the season. We do give them a little time where they've got to work out, get some things done. You know, we've got finals coming up, so there's kind of a 2-week opportunity there for their bodies to recover a little bit. But then after that, it's pretty much straight through all summer.
The UWF spring game gets underway at 11 o'clock Saturday. The 2017 season kicks off September 2nd in Rolla, Missouri against Missouri S&T. The Argos home opener is a week later against Midwestern State of Wichita Falls, Texas. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.